In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 23, December 18th, 1927. And Jesus is speaking to Louisa. This is so beautiful when we read this diary that Louisa wrote, the Book of Heaven. We become aware of the intense love that Jesus had for Louisa by revealing to her these secrets, he says, these treasures, these blessings, and they are for her. This is her gift, and yet God is saying to us who have been given the Book of Heaven, it's for you also, if you wish. The Lord wants to fill us with everything that he gave to Louisa, again, the way God works is threefold. It's creation, redemption, and sanctification. Creation was given to Louisa. This is the beauty. This creation was given to Louisa so that we could possess it. This redemption was given to Louisa so that we could receive it. And now this sanctification that was given to Louisa is for us as well. The thing that our God wants us to be aware of is Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta that our Lord loved so much that he gave these secrets, these treasures of heaven, these secrets and treasures, as Jesus says to Louisa, of the Holy Spirit to Louisa? So here he says, my daughter Louisa, my celestial mother, possessed my will. So as he showed Louisa, we were to know this, we were to love it, and we were to possess it as well. This is what God wants. So to possess it, we must know this. It has to be our study. It has to be our life. We have to know what this is about. I remember my grandmother when I was a child. My grandmother, it was a sunny day. I mentioned this once before. It was a sunny day, and she looked up, and she said, it's going to rain this afternoon. And I looked at her, I go, it's sun. There's no clouds in the sky. How do you know this? You know, and come to find out later that afternoon, it was raining. It's the same thing for the divine will. Her experience, knowing creation, knowing, how to produce, you know, vegetable fruits and vegetables, she could see this in creation as well. This life, how life is working, how everything is happening. And it wasn't a prediction. It was an educated understanding of what was happening. I couldn't see it, but she could see it. And it's the same thing here. Our Lady, he says, possessed my will, which means she knew it. She knew the divine will, she loved the divine will, and then therefore she possessed it. It's the same thing for us. We have to know this. If we say we love God, we have to know God. And this is the reason why we have Eucharistic adoration, to know God, and then to fall in love with God, and then to possess God. But Jesus is saying to us, what I want you to have more than what I've given to the saints. It's the same thing what he said to the saints. I want to give you more than I gave to the people of the Old Testament. You know, they were hoping for the Messiah, looking for the Messiah. And their whole goal was every woman wanted in their heart as a Jew to want to be the mother of God, want to be the mother of the Messiah. Here we know that this is Our Lady. She says, my celestial mother possessed my will. Our Lady was so filled with the divine will as to overflow with light. So this light, we mentioned this before, the saints had a nimbus of light around their head. Our Lady had light radiating from her, supernatural light that was radiating from her. And when you are around a holy person, you can experience this. I experienced this with certain people, that there was this power that was emanating from them. And they weren't saying anything. They weren't doing anything. It was just who they were. They possessed this light that you couldn't see, this power that you could really experience. And that's what Jesus wants. Our Lady was so filled with the divine will as to overflow with this divine light that the evil one can see. See, this is the other thing that is so beautiful about this gift. When we study, when we read, study, and put into practice the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa, there is a light that emanates from us. And the evil one sees this, and the evil one becomes very much afraid. He saw this abundant light from Adam and Eve. He saw this, and he wanted to destroy it. Why? This was the light of God. This was image and likeness of God. And when they fell, he was really happy because he used to be the bearer of light. And now he brings darkness to everyone and everything. What our God is asking us is to re-enter into this light. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now the likeness of God is to begin to possess this light of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And the closer we get to Louisa, who possesses this light, the closer we get to Louisa, the more this light becomes part of who we are as well. And again, you can't see it, but it's a light that emanates. Like he says, she was so filled with the divine will as to overflow with this divine light, so much so that her waves of light rose up to the bosom of our divinity. So this light is reflecting this light of God, this image and likeness of God. And our God wants us to enter into this light. This is why what we're going through now worldwide in the church and in the world is this purification that has to take place. Jesus says that the church, the world and the church has to be purified to receive this great light of the divine will. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful that purification must take place. And this is what everyone is going through. Good. Good. God wins this battle between heaven and hell. God wins, and God wants us to be with him. So this purification that all of us are going through is needed and necessary. We have to go through this so that we can be possessors of this light, this goodness, this holiness. So again, she possessed the divine will. That means she knew it and she loved it, which we have to do. We have to know this and love this to possess it. Filled to overflow. And this is what Jesus says. Our Lady says it too. The cup is filling to overflow, flowing. It's this negativity has to come to an end. This positive has to begin to reign in us. Many, many people who are religious there's no happiness in them. My spiritual director, when I was in the seminary, said to me, if you meet a priest who is not happy, beware of them. And I went, well, he's serious. And he says, no, life is filled with peace. Life is filled with joy. Life is filled with happiness. That's heaven. And this is the light that we're supposed to be in. This is the happiness we're supposed to be in. It doesn't mean you're silly and goofy. I'm not talking about that, but there has to be a joy. There has to be a confidence in God, not in the situation. Jesus is our hope. We Christian hope is certitude. We are certain that God is with us in all situations, even in darkness. God is with us. And here is the Lord is asking us to be filled with positive, be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. This is the thing that's so essential for us today. It's not good enough to be just pleasant. There has to be that source of happiness in each and every one of us. Yes, things are happening in the world, but our confidence in what God is going, we're with God, God is going to win. And so it says this, these waves of light rose up to the bosom of divinity, of God, reflecting God. It's a mirror reflection of God. This is volume 1 through volume 10. Then to possess the living in the divine will is volume 11 through volume 19. And then receiving back the divine inheritance of the Father is volume 20 through volume 36. So when people are always afraid, when people are always negative, when people are always complaining, something is wrong. Something is wrong. There's a lack of this confidence in God. There's a lack of trust in God. And it doesn't mean that we go through doubts and fears. Why is God testing us to see whether or not we trust in him? He said to Faustina, St. Faustina, the final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. So this final devotion that God has given to humanity, Jesus, I trust in you, is what we're going through this week. And our prayer is more intense this week until Divine Mercy Sunday, where Jesus says, you're going to be blessed in such a way, it's going to be like you're newly baptized and all the sins of your life are gone. That's what Jesus says to Louisa in the three appeals. The very first appeal, Jesus says, I know how you live and I'm tired of it. I want to take from you all your misery, all your worry, all your fear, all your anxiety, all your complaints, all your negativity, and make you happy again. What is that? Well, where does that start? It's confidence in Jesus, trust in Jesus, hope in Jesus. And this is why when you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you're falling in love with God. You're seeing God. You're being with God. You're listening to God. And what happens is it's a new beginning for every human being who's spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So here, Jesus says, making herself the conqueror by the power of our divine volition. Okay, so this conquering is what God wants. He wants to be conquered. I know some people years ago, some people said, you know, nobody could conquer God. Yes. Jesus wants to be held. Jesus wants to be loved. Jesus wants to be our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Master. When we do this, we conquer our God. He says, finally, I've gotten what I want from humanity. This response of you are my Lord, you're my Savior, you're my Master, you're my King. I'm going to spend eternity with you, Lord, and I want to spend time with you now while on earth. And St. Teresa says this is the only time where we can freely love God by being with him. Because once we see him, she says, we will fall on our face adoring him. He's so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect that he overwhelms us by who he is. This is why he doesn't reveal himself to us now in who he is. But what scripture says is what we are now is children of God. What we will become, we do not know, but what we do know is we will become like him because we will see him as he is. So our responsibility is to prepare ourselves to see him. Jesus says the pure of heart will see God. So we have to pray for that purity of heart. We say to Jesus, especially after, you know, Good Friday, Wash me in your precious blood. Wash my soul in your precious blood. Free me from all that is not of God and fill me with all that is of God. So this is a reflection of Our Lady making herself conqueror by the power of our divine will. She conquers God by her surrender. God says, finally, I have one who responds to me in the correct way as God. Jesus says the best thing that he can show us is who we are nothing, and who God is, he is everything. He says, this is the gift that I want to give to humanity. And this is what we find in the Book of Heaven. It's not that we go around with our head down, we're nobodies, we're nothings. No, we're everything to God. We're his children. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our Master. He is our King. And we want to be with him now on earth as it is in heaven. So again, we begin to live heaven now. So this being positive is necessary. Why? It says, I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you, Lord, no matter what the situation. And this is what he's saying. Our Lady conquers, making herself the conqueror by the power of our divine will that Our Lady possessed. She knew this. She loved it. She possessed it. Now, if we say we possess the divine will, we got to know it. And it's not just a verse or two. It's the 36 volumes. How do you learn the 36 volumes? You dive into it. It's this ocean of love, Jesus says, that he wants us to participate in. And every day when we read, there's more beautiful insights. There's more beautiful lessons. There's more beautiful divine secrets that our God reveals to us. And it's not the entire secret. It's a sliver of this giant oak. And for all eternity, God's going to show us more and more and more. He wants to see who wants this first. He has to say, this is the conquering of God. Our Lady says, I want what you want. Let it be done as you say, total surrender, total docility, total submission. And God goes, good. He says, I can give you more now. Good. God is gratuitous. He can't stop giving. So he's looking for souls that reflect this light of Mary, this light of Jesus, the new Adam and the new Eve. So this is what he says. He says, making herself the conqueror by the power. See, this is divine power. It's not human power of our divine will. It's not human will. It's divine will that Our Lady possessed. And now God is offering this to us. Our Lady conquered the celestial father, captured the light of the word, Jesus, into her light, made Jesus descend even into her womb with the same light that she had formed by virtue of the divine will. My Lord is saying, I've created humanity. I've created my children to be in my image and likeness. So this is what God is expecting. This is what Our Lady did. We have to begin to live this light. And this is being positive. No more negativity. No more. I mean, it's somebody says, oh, it's sunny today. It's going to be raining all week. You know, it's stop it. You know, it's we have to begin to rejoice in what God is giving. He wants us to reflect this peace, joy, and happiness. Heaven. Nobody in heaven is going to be walking around with a scowl on their face. Nobody can live in heaven with a scowl on their face. Why? It's peace. It's joy. It's happiness. We are with our Creator. We are with our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. We are with the Blessed Mother, our Mother and Queen. We are with all the angels and saints. There is no misery. There is no, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's not the life of Jesus. That's not the life of Mary. It's to enter into this abundant life of joy, happiness. So Jesus says, making herself conqueror by the power of the divine will, she conquered the celestial father, She captured the light of Jesus into her womb, made him descend even into her womb, and within the same light that she had formed by virtue of my most holy divine will. Now, why is Jesus telling us this? He's talking to us about creation, with the Father giving all this I love yous and all of creation, and every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you to humanity. And he says, nobody thanks him. Nobody recognizes it. So as we enter into the divine will, Jesus begins to teach us in creation, the rounds of creation, this abundant I love you that's all around us. How can you be sad when there's the I love you all around us? In every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand. And then with Our Lady, the incarnation took place. Redemption happened. God redeemed humanity to reflect his holy humanity, his mother's holy humanity, the new Adam and the new Eve. And now is the time of sanctification. Now is the time of this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's why a lot of the pictures you see of Luisa, there's the Holy Spirit, the dove that is there. It's to remind us that this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming. This time of sanctification is the time of the Holy Spirit. So we have to know Jesus Christ. That's volume 1 through volume 10. Become a divine mirror of Jesus. And now this time of sanctification, volume 11 through volume 19, living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, we're going to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, which means we're going to live in the new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. It's as St. Peter says in his epistle, we are called to be divinized. That's what's coming. So what Jesus is showing us, he says, about us, we have to have these waves of light rise up within us, into the bosom of divinity. We have to reflect this by being peaceful, joyful, and happy, making yourself the conqueror of the power of the divine will that we will possess to conquer the celestial Father. Now there's more little children in the divine will, as God wanted from the beginning. He wins. He wins by us, our surrender. Capturing the word of light into her light. We want this reflection, this divine mirror of Jesus. We want this divine inheritance of the Father. We want to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what sanctification is. The sanctification is to begin to live the life that Adam lived before the fall. But more than that, to live the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, and the true life of Mary, the new Eve. So that when we enter into this life, it's no longer the misery of the world. It's the peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven while on earth. May your kingdom come on earth. This we pray every day with the Our Father. May your kingdom of God come on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. That this dust that God breathed into us, every time we take a breath, we say, I want to breathe in the divine will. I don't want to do anything in the human will anymore. That was robbing God from what he gave to humanity. He gave to humanity this gift of the divine will. And Adam threw it out the window. I don't want this. I want my will. I want to be in charge. And God is teaching Luisa, taught Luisa, how to live this abundant life. And now he's teaching us through Luisa. So listen to what he says. Within the same light that she had formed by virtue of my divine will. This is what this reading, the Book of Heaven is all about. We're going to, in the same light she had formed in, by virtue of the divine will, this light that Adam lost, this light of Jesus, this light of Mary, not just a halo, not just a nimbus like the saints, but this light God wants us to enter into. this peace, this joy, this happiness. When you see doom and gloom all around you, you have to be above that. It's doom and gloom says Jesus isn't a good God. He's not in charge. Look what's happening. I got to worry about this. And if you worry, three things happen. You can have a stroke. You can have a heart attack. You can have an ulcer. Other things too. But why would you want to put yourself through that when you could say, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I hope in you. It's to let go of the misery, Jesus says, and to enter into life, light, and this peace, joy, and happiness. Jesus said, I, Jesus, could never have descended from heaven had I not found our own light within the Blessed Mother. This is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's light. See, this is what sanctification is. We're going to enter into this light, this light and love of God. I could never have descended from heaven had I not found our own divine light within the Blessed Mother. So this reflection is what Mary had. Think about Cana in Galilee. Think about that mystery where she says to Jesus, there's no more wine. She knew what Jesus was going to do. She had confidence in him. It's the same thing for us. There are situations that are going to be tough, and maybe we're going through them now, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. We go through great difficulties, but it's the same thing. Jesus, we're out of wine. It's the confidence in God that the Blessed Mother had of her son. And he says, what does this got to do with me? You know, my time hasn't come yet. And she's the one, because of her trust in him, started his ministry. It's the same thing with us. She is the one, when we pray, we're praying the rosary, when we're wearing our scapular, when we're attending First Saturday Masses, we're saying to the Blessed Mother, you got to lead me to Jesus. And she goes, good. That's my life. He is my love. He is my all. And I will bring you to Jesus. So when we get to close to the Blessed Mother, she always leads us to her son. And what does Jesus do? He says, okay. He says to his mother, I see the need and I will respond. So the Lord is looking at us and he's saying, do you want this light, this love, this life that the Blessed Mother possessed, that I possess? And when we say yes, he goes, good. Listen to what I told Luisa. I'll show you even more surprising secrets that will help you in this time. So here, Jesus says, I could never have descended from heaven had I not found our God's own divine light within her, our own divine will reigning in her. Theotokos, Mother of God. There's no title greater than that for a human. She is the Mother of God. This is why we honor Our Lady. This is why, you know, May is coming, and we should have an image of Our Lady somewhere in our house, you know, or a couple, statue of Our Lady. And I'm not talking about a little tiny statue. I'm talking about an image that you recognize the love of Mary in. And there's so many images. If you go and look up the feasts of Our Lady, every single day she has a feast somewhere in the world where she has appeared as Mother, Theotokos, Mother of God. And she's trying to lead her children back to the Father through her son. And this is, I mentioned that once before, it's not to have a little tiny statue of Our Lady. I remember this mansion that I went to, they wanted their house consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so I said, okay, you know, I said, I'll be over so-and-so. So when I get there, and a mansion, huge windows, I mean, a lake behind them, huge. And I said, well, where's your image of Our Lady? She goes, oh, image. She comes out. She brings these two little plastic statues of Jesus and Mary. And I couldn't believe it. I said, you did all this for yourself? And this is your honor of God? A little teeny statue? A plastic statue that you can get in the five and dine, basically? See, it's another friend of mine, you know, he built a beautiful mansion. And I said, you know, you got to thank God for this. You should have a chapel. And when he's done with us, he said, oh, yes, I'm going to have a great chapel. When he got done, his chapel was a room that was 5x5. That was his chapel, the smallest room in the house. And if we say we love God, we should be happy to give to God something that's glorious, something that's magnificent, something that's where you would want to be, not a living room with a television in it, but a room where you could pray, a room where you could be with God, you know, a room that you could have consecrated in your own heart to the Lord. And that this is what God is doing. Our Lady, listen to what she says. Jesus says, had it not been so, had I not seen my own light, our own divine will reigning here, it would have been like descending from the very first moment into a foreign house. This is what I'm saying about the images of Jesus and Mary. Do you have an image of Louisa? Father Bucci said, what's coming is going to be really tough. And he says, basically, you should have Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Where the evil one, when he recognizes that you understand a little bit about the divine will, he will be afraid to enter your house. And he says, when the evil one sees the newborn, Louisa, next to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, finally, there's a newborn. He says he will avoid that area. He'll avoid that place. So Father Bucci said, make sure you have an image of Louisa too with Jesus and Mary, because great things are happening. Amazing things are going to happen. And God wants to let us have the confidence in our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. So he says, let's not have your house a foreign house. Let it be consecrated to the Lord. This is, have your house consecrated. This is Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But I was to descend into my house. Is your house God's house? I was to find the place to which to lower my divine light, my heaven, my countless joys, the celestial sovereign lady, by possessing my divine will prepared for me, Jesus, this dwelling, this heaven, in nothing dissimilar from the celestial fatherland. So we see Theotokos, we see the mother of God. Her whole being was to receive Jesus, to give Jesus to the world. And it's the same thing for us. We are called to be bearers of Jesus, to give Jesus, especially the priests, to give Jesus to all those around us. Is this perhaps not my divine will that forms the paradise of all the blessed, all the saints in heaven? Heaven is coming to earth. God says, get ready for this. Get ready for this great outpouring. So as the light of my divine fiat drew near, dreaming near into her womb, and the light of the word descended, the light dives together, and the pure virgin, the pure queen, the pure mother, with a few drops of blood that she made flow from her burning immaculate heart, formed the veil of my holy humanity around the light of the word and enclosed it within it. So here we see the miracle of the incarnation. God becoming, that's why we kneel, we genuflect at that moment. We bow at that moment. The word became flesh. This astonishes the angels. God became man. No religion talks about that. Just the Christian religion is the only religion. This is why we celebrate Christmas. God becoming man, of this holy virgin in a cave, in a garden. He started out in a cave and he ends up in a cave. A virginal womb of Mary, the virginal womb of a cave. No one was ever buried there. So Jesus is saying, but my light was divinely immense. This light of God, what we're going to dive into with the divine will, is divinely immense. While my divine mother enclosed its sphere with the veil of my holy humanity that she formed for me. So when we go to Holy Communion, we receive flesh of her flesh, blood of her blood. We receive in Holy Communion, we receive Jesus and Mary. It's the two can't be separated. It's always Jesus, Mary. It's always the new Adam and the new Eve. This is how our God wants us to live. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming, as Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, she says, I am the daughter of the Father. I am the mother of the Son. I am the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon the earth, this second Pentecost, is going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket. What's coming is a new beginning for all of humanity. And it's not new at all. It's what God wanted of Adam and his children from the beginning. And that's where we're going. You have to understand, our goal has to be always, we always have to be thinking of that goal. May your heaven on earth, kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, we're going to go through some tough times. There's going to be some storms, but we're going to get through that. Our confidence is in God, not in the situation. And so Jesus says this. He says, she enclosed in a sphere the veil of my holy humanity that she formed for me. She could not contain these divine rays. No one can contain God. You can't contain God. If you say that you love Jesus Christ, you say that he's your Lord, your Master, your Savior, your King, there's joy in all situations. There's confidence in God in all situations. There's no doom and gloom. It's God is in charge, and I'm going to be with him to the end. And he's going to be with me to the end. And this is where my trust, my confidence is in him and him alone. This is what I see with the divine will. This is why the children of the divine will are so happy. Why are they happy? It's because they've entered into this time of sanctification, and nobody's completely sanctified. But little by little, God is washing us with his precious blood. Our minds, our souls, our hearts, our total being, he bought us with his precious blood. We belong to him. He wants us to enter into this divine mercy, this Jesus, I trust in you completely. These rays overflowed outside of Our Lady more than the sun. And at its rising from the heights of its sphere spreads its rays over all the earth to trace the plants, the flowers, the sea, and all creatures, to give the effects of its light and that it contains to everyone, past, present, and future. That's Our Lady. This light that she gives is Jesus to all of humanity, as though triumphant. Now, what's the triumph of the Blessed Mother? We become like her son. We become like her, image and likeness. And from the heights of its sphere, it looks at the good it does and at the life, this divine life that it infuses in each thing it invests. And Jesus says, and so I did. So she gets us ready for this life of Jesus. She possesses it already as mother, as queen, as Theotokos. More than rising sun at the dawn, more than that, from within the veil of my holy humanity, the rays of these divine light overflow outside, kept tracing all of humanity to give my life and the good that I, Jesus, had come to bring upon the earth. Our Lady's preparing us for this. What does she say to Father Gobi? Get ready for the return of my son. I'm getting the world ready for the return of my son. That's what he says, to give my life and the good I had come to bring upon the earth, to each one of them, each soul. These rays from within my sphere pounded on each creature. So he's knocking on our hearts to beat down strongly, to tell them, open for me. Take the life that I, God, have come to bring to you. This is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. God is, he's asking, when we read, he's pounding on our hearts. He says, open for me. Take the life that I, God, have come to bring to you. Take this life. Live this life. It's a life of peace, joy, and happiness. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. And there finally will be no sin. That's what's coming upon the earth. The kingdom is coming. This son of mine never sets. This son, we can see, this is why, look at Our Lady of Guadalupe. She's radiating this divine son. Yeah, her head is bowed. She's saying, he is the Lord. I am his servant. He is the Lord. Go to him. And this is why, really, Pope St. John Paul II said, make sure that you have Eucharistic adoration. Every parish, Eucharistic adoration. And if you haven't got Eucharistic adoration in your parish, present it to your pastor. Get a few people and just say, we will be there. And watch what happens to your parish. Watch what happens to the people. You're spending time with our Eucharistic Lord. You're falling in love with God. You're becoming filled with peace, joy, and happiness when you're with him. This son of mine never sets and still continues to follow its course, spreading these divine rays, this divine light. Look at the image of our Lord, Divine Mercy, these rays of light. Jesus says, when we get to heaven, he says to Louisa, when the divine will reigns, when heaven comes to earth, we're going to see 360 degrees of rays of light from the heart of Jesus. We haven't seen anything yet. We see two rays of light coming down from the image of Divine Mercy. We're going to experience this light, this love, this life of God that Our Lady reflects, that God wants us to reflect. It's not, well, that's Our Lady's job. No, it's our job. If we want to be children of God, for her triumph, we have to be like her son. We have to be like her. This son of mine never sets. It still continues to follow its course, spreading its rays, pounding, knocking on our hearts, on our human wills, on our minds of souls over and over again in order to give my life to humanity, my love to humanity, my light to humanity. That's the divine will. Who would be miserable if we really begin to live this? Who would be sad in any situation? I mean, you can go through sorrows, but the joy nobody can take from you, even in the darkest times. Our confidence is in God. Our trust is in God. Our hope is in God. This is what Jesus is calling us to. He's asking us. He's knocking on our hearts. He's knocking on, he says, our minds, our souls. He's saying, I want you to begin to live this abundant life of peace, joy, and happiness. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. In this week of divine mercy, we pray for divine healing for all the little children, the holy divine will. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.